Right now, clear, 53 degrees at WCBS.
Okay, time to call the airline so they can put me on hold. Maybe play me a little tune. Hey, what am I going to do with all the time they're saving me? I mean, this is New York. I'm not supposed to have all this time.
You don't. It's a minute to 7 WCBS New York. Headline news approaching the hour.
This is Art Athens at the Newspaper Talks. There's still a strong likelihood you'll have your Sunday papers. Major points being resolved. The minor ones still up in the air. I'll be back with details shortly.
The dollar on the rise, relatively speaking, this morning in value in Europe and in Japan.
And the gold price is down. Israeli Prime Minister Begin is on his way to New York to receive an award tomorrow night, but will not meet with President Carter, who will also be in New York.
A strike continues this morning at Franklin General Hospital, Valley Stream, Long Island. Walkouts threatened for now at Lincoln Hospital in the South Bronx. There was one threatened against Waterbury Hospital in Connecticut, but this morning there is a tentative settlement there.
New York City's Health and Hospitals Corporation hopes to save about $1 million by eliminating about 50 jobs, part of a decentralization program.
Yankees' Ron Guidry won the Cy Young Award. Knicks lost. Islanders won. This portion of the news sponsored in part by United Mutual Savings Bank.
It's exactly 7 o'clock.
CBS News, another...
Most who work at them would say exact timing is critical at all news stations. One of those people is CBS anchor reporter Ben Farnsworth.
The timing has to be very precise at two times, on the half hour and on the hour. It has to be timed to the second on the hour because we have network news at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, what have you. And that comes in precisely on the hour, according to Greenwich Mean Time. And then in the half hour, we have our own time tones that automatically come on the line at exactly 10:30. So the only real critical time we have to have is on the hour and on the half hour. We have other timing that is not critical but is important that exists between commercials, between programs. And by that kind of timing, I mean we can't bunch too many commercials together. We can't bunch too many features together. Only because it's bad programming and it sounds, it doesn't lend itself well to for good listening. And so, really, those are the only kind of time restrictions we have.
Is this anything like spinning records?
Some people have made that analogy, and there probably is some truth to it. Some people want to call us news jocks, but I would say basically, our job is to present the news in the most interesting fashion possible. And what that means is setting things up in a way that they'll sound good on the air. And our job is to talk between the reports, the features, the information, using the weather and other things much in the same way that perhaps a disc jockey would in terms of back timing or in terms of just adding a little warmth to what we're doing. News does not necessarily have to be boring. It shouldn't be boring, in fact, if it's going to be done right. It should be people-oriented because that's what people care about is other people. Yes, you might say that talking about the economy or some other facet of the news can at times be boring if it's handled in a boring fashion. If it's handled in terms of how people become millionaires or how people lose their fortunes or how people make money or gain it or lose it, then it becomes more interesting. And that's really what our job is, to find... to cover the news in an interesting fashion so that the listener wants to hear it.
Introductions to stories and such are sometimes rather informal. I think I heard you or somebody else introducing Cronkite by "Here's the Man." Does that attract people, do you think, the ear of informality?
It not only attracts people, it makes them deal with us as people other than voices. I mean, here's Walter Cronkite, a very well-known, prominent figure that is just like anybody else. If you met Walter Cronkite, and I have, you find out just another person. And that's really what we want to communicate, I think, on the air, is to tell these people that it helps us tremendously. For example, when you make a mistake. You make a mistake. You enjoy it and roll with it, and they say that, you know, the listener says, hey, you know, I make mistakes at work. This guy makes mistakes. So everybody makes mistakes, and it doesn't necessarily mean they have to be a negative thing.
A mistake, surprisingly, can be very positive in many ways. If you handle it right on the air, it can open up an opportunity for a fun line or, you know, a little bit of a joke maybe to the helicopter pilot or to the weather guy or what have you. And many times you can turn a disadvantage into an advantage just depending on how you approach it.
Do you think a lot of medium and small market stations stress having their news too much in legalese and too formal?
Oh, no question about it. I think writing today, particularly for radio, has come full circle. There are many stations and many people who I've met in this business who believe that even writing should be much more idiomatic than it is. In other words, talk the way people talk. You find, for example, there are certain grammatical errors that are built into people's language. It sounds terrible. People say we should use proper English, and I personally, although there are people here at CBS who disagree vehemently, I personally and a number of other people feel that that is not, as long as it is not a gross error, if it's something, out in Chicago, they say, I'm going with, you know, using a preposition at the end of a sentence is one of a classic one that most people have now come to accept, even though the grammatical books, of course, tell you never end a sentence or a phrase with a preposition. It happens all the time. Where are you going to? I'm not so sure that, obviously, you shouldn't use singulars. And it depends on what the idiomatic speech is that you're talking about. If it's something that is in common everyday usage, I'm not offended by it at all on the air. Although, again, I say there are people in this company and elsewhere, and I can respect their opinion, who believe we should have the King's English, and it should be done exactly correctly. I think we should talk the way people talk, and the more writing that is directed toward that, the more listeners we have. You don't have to talk down to people. They can tell in 30 seconds if you're talking down to them. They say what their little head registers is that, I'm no dummy. Why are you talking to me like that? If you talk directly to them and in a straightforward manner, people can really relate to you. They get the news better, they understand it better, they enjoy it more, and they listen. And that's what it's all about.
You're listening to News Radio 88 WCBS New York. Good morning, I'm Lou Adler.
Good morning, I'm Jim Donnelly. Tuesday morning, the 28th of November.
CBS at 8 o'clock.